As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Noticed yesterday the pecan trees are back. The leaves are back. That means the hot weather is here to stay. And it's going to go, up to 82 today with a 45% chance for showers. You got some rain here or there, 70% tomorrow, 40% on Wednesday. Then partly cloudy, highs in the mid to upper 80s. And as we get toward the end of April and May, you know what's going to happen. Good turn summertime. That's what happens here. And then June 1st, start of hurricane season, blah, blah, blah. Peter Egan joins us now, Louisiana State Representative, talk about the session. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yes, good morning.
Tell me
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time. Tell me about some of the bills that you've filed and some of the things you're looking at.
Well, I trust that you're speaking about the insurance bills. I'd be happy to talk about some other bills that I filed, but I'm not sure that's the topic you want to pursue this morning.
We can talk about anything you want, but let's start with insurance, since that's what what affects, I guess, most people. You tell me of the things that you've proposed. Insurance is the thing that's got your primary attention, or are the constituents' primary attention?
Yes, sir. I think in 2024. We had a phenomenal year in the legislature. We've got a lot of things accomplished, and the year culminated with, you know, some great things that happened to the state. Even with the tragedy of the attack on New Year's Eve, we still had a wonderful New Year's, Mardi Gras, Super Bowl, everything turned out perfect. And I think those things identified the trajectory of the state at this point in time. I believe we are pursuing an agenda that will move the state to become very competitive with a lot of our neighboring states who seem to have taken a step ahead of us. So towards that end, we accomplished a lot of things last year in terms of addressing crime, addressing taxes, addressing education. But at the end of it all, in every conversation that, and this is not just in my constituency, which is District 74 in St. Tammany Parish, but speaking with all of my peers throughout the state, the topic that would predominate everybody's conversation was that of insurance. Even with all of the accomplishments, people wanted to return to the conversation of insurance and ask, what are we going to do in order to improve the insurance picture?
And so, go ahead.
So that kind of tees up where I started with this, when we began with the conversation. Mm-hmm. I guess I was anticipated you, like everybody else, would be looking to speak to that actual topic.
What hope do we have, Representative, as consumers, that we're going to see, and what's a time frame for any real hope when it comes to either automobile insurance or car insurance, that we're going to see a real reduction in rates?
Well, if I was able to answer that question right now, I don't think we'd be having this conversation. I'd be at a different, more elevated position in life and in the state, because a cliche, that is indeed the million, or if you will, the billion-dollar question. Every level of insurance needs to be addressed. Now, last year, I do believe that we had significant success in moving the needle in terms of property and homeowners insurance. We did a number of reforms last year, and towards that end, the thing that creates better insurance outcomes for citizens is competition among insurers. And last year, by virtue of the weather events that we had with hurricanes, and realize we had a massive back-to-back series of very negative weather events over a relatively short period of time, to the extent, and if I remember the numbers correctly, the insurance industry, after the last two storms, paid out about $15 billion and collected $2 billion in premiums. Insurance companies are entities that are in the business. They are business entities. They're in business to make money like any other business. And with a loss ratio such as that, many, many insurers left the state of Louisiana. To the fact that when people went to, two things happened. Their homeowners insurance went sky high, escalated rapidly. And secondly, their ability to price shop diminished because so many of the insurance companies left the state after that. They took their losses and moved on. So that the work that we did last year, and we focused primarily on homeowners insurance last year, towards that end, right now, 10 insurance companies have filled out the paperwork and made application to begin writing homeowners insurance back again in the state of Louisiana, which is a tremendous boost, potential boost. Now, they have made the application, they've done the paperwork. Needless to say, that whole process has to start again with people beginning to shop, insurance companies beginning to compete with each other, so that the actual turnaround in terms of a price variance is probably going to take a good 1 to 2 years. But the primary antecedents are in place. We have the insurance companies in the state right now, and we will anticipate seeing a great reduction in homeowners insurance over the next 2 years, God willing, in that we don't have another tragic weather event.
Now, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We're talking to Representative Peter Egan, Louisiana, who from St. Tammany Parish, correct? The North Shore?
Yes, correct. Yeah, District 74, St. Tammany Parish.
Who was originally born in Galway, Ireland, and we can talk more about insurance as the session goes through its paces, but I want to come back and talk about politics in Ireland as opposed to Louisiana and compare and contrast, because everybody has a story, Representative, and I want to hear yours. 722, traffic now, WWL. 727 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The session's going to go on till June, and we'll talk more about insurance. But we're talking to Peter Egan from St. Tammany Parish, and he's originally from Galway, Ireland, and I've been here since 71. I just got to pick your brain here and ask you, Peter, what... Compare and contrast politics in Ireland to the United States.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Specifically Louisiana, if you will.
Well, Tommy, you mentioned that you have been here since 1971.
You've been here since 71.
I've been here since 71, correct.
Yeah, I was born here. I've been here since 71 myself.
Born. Yeah. Okay, I apologize. I misheard. I've been here since 1971, which will tell you that I am an American at this point. I have been away from Ireland for a very long period of time, more than most people here have been alive. So my general awareness of politics in Ireland is not the same as it is of my awareness here. However, I certainly communicate a lot with family in Ireland. Ireland, as with all of Europe, has moved a little bit differently than the United States. I guess in our terms, it has moved slightly more to the left. Is a different type of government in Ireland. All of that being said, the Irish economy seems to be functioning very, very well. I will mention a couple of things that they did in Ireland that I believe we probably should try to replicate, and certainly Louisiana. We're working on replicating one of them right now, and that is education. The Irish government many years ago focused on educating its young citizenry and identified that as the path to the future. And back in the 1980s and the 1990s, they opened several technical colleges, expanded the university system, and produced a highly educated workforce, and were able to attract multiple industries from all over the world to where right now, and this is, I was very, very surprised when I heard this, but Ireland is number 9 in terms of exports to the United States. For a country that's almost the size of Louisiana, it's 9th in the world in terms of how much stuff it sells to the United States. And that's a reflection of the level of industry there, which is attributable to a highly educated workforce. The other thing that they did in Ireland towards that end is they provided a good bit of tax breaks to incoming industry, to where they did attract a lot of the pharmaceutical industry, a lot of the biotechnology, a lot of the overall, I guess, the addendum to the I guess Silicon Valley does a lot of work in Ireland. So and it has become a very affluent country because of that.
So real quick, when it comes to the organics of politicking, I guess, of campaigning, any different, or is it all about listening to people and reflecting what they want and trying to get that done in the legislative process?
Well, let me contextualize it by saying this right now. If we don't listen to what the people want at this point in time, which in our estimation, insurance is paramount, if we don't hear that and act upon that and get results on that, then I do believe they will be looking for a new crop of politicians. So, I think listening to the people, no matter where you are, if you're in politics, you're primary goal is to hear the needs of the people, respond to that, and work as hard as you can towards that end. And right now, we believe that auto insurance, because we have addressed homeowners insurance significantly, we believe right now auto insurance is the topic of the day. It is impacting Louisianians very, very painfully. It's impacting the trucking industry very, very painfully. Many, many trucking companies have either gone out of business or have had to leave the state because they cannot afford the level of automobile insurance that we're way out of control with that.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Peter Egan, originally from Galway, Ireland, been here a long time since 71, but I just thought I'd pick his brain about politics in Ireland as opposed to here. It's all local, right? We'll take a break, come back. Talk with Matt Rowe, public affairs specialist with the Army Corps of Engineers, about the river and so forth right now. Time for WWL First News.